You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Fawad Raufi. I'm 31 years old, and what brought me to recovery was the drugs. They stopped working, they stopped relieving the pain that I had within, so I needed a better solution.
Afghan refugee Fawad Raufi has had a long road to recovery. He first smoked crystal methamphetamine, known commonly as ice, at the age of 17, and spent years in the grip of addiction.
Feeling a lot of pressure that year as well because of the academic expectations that my parents put on me. I used to ease that pressure by taking drugs.
He was unable to hold down a job and turned to crime to fund his habit. That landed him in prison on multiple occasions for drug, theft and driving offences. He says for years he was afraid to seek help from his family and community.
My family and my culture are a very proud culture, and drugs are something that creates shame.
Fawad is far from alone. Peter Dukas from the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia says the ICE epidemic is hitting migrant communities just as hard as the broader population.
All the challenges that migrants normally face in Australia, language, health, services and integration into the Australian community, are expanded when you add something as dangerous as the ICE epidemic.
And drug researchers such as Francis K. Lampkin from the University of Newcastle says current services are failing to reach those in need.
And I think it needs to go beyond just translating our treatment, our English-based treatments into other languages. But we desperately need that extra funding to help understand how we can help build up those communities to better access those treatments once they're available.
Fawad has been in recovery for 4 years now and has turned his life around. He now volunteers as a drug and alcohol counsellor, helping others who are battling addiction. His message is to not be afraid to reach out for help.
Just because I've done a few really bad things in my life doesn't mean I'm a bad person. There's a point in my life where I can start doing really good for the world, and like that I'm worthy. I'm worthy of love, and that me being me is enough for this world.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.